Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Powered by Scotty's handcrafted vodka. Scotty's vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Right now, it is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything to kick things off. Ask B. Mitch Anything is brought to you by Connection, the trusted technology advisor to many federal customers. Let them help you today at connection.com. Let's start with Toothpick. What up, Pick?
What up, JP? What up, B?
What up, Toot?
Listen, with the way Jason Wright talk about good luck with the access and things like that, this is a real honest question now. These reporters, man, it's a brotherhood. JP, you know, is this the reason why we can't get 66 and 30 into the Hall of Fame? Is because of stuff like this?
Dude, I'm telling you, all stuff like this doesn't help. It's an unnecessary mess. It didn't have to happen, and it happened.
Right. I mean, come on, man. Like, you telling them, hey, we're going to limit your access, but they like this. We're going to limit your players getting into the hall. But we should be celebrating every August somebody off of that 91 team going into the hall. We can't do that because of this stuff like this. We got to get out of our own way. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. I think it's fairly reasonable people out here. I like this from DC Sports 7 a.m. Coffee on Twitter says, the reporter could have asked the questions a little differently and got the same point across. That said, I don't think the reporter should be punished. It's Carson's job as a pro to be able to handle various questions, which he did beautifully.
Yeah.
Lost in all this is that Carson handled it completely fine.
Look, if he could come out the season like he did in that interview, things would be looking, it'd be looking up.
Let's totally. Like, if he's as
he dies all the tacklers.
If he's as calm under pressure,
he delivered a 40-yard touchdown on a rope.
Right.
Yeah.
If he can handle pressure like that when it's coming from a defensive lineman, they'll be in business. Andy's in Sterling. What's up, Andy?
Hey, good afternoon, JP. B. Mitch. Hey, man, getting back to your conversation with Doc Walker. Huh? He brought up something about how he liked his players to be like junkyard dogs, like B. Mitch was when he was first coming up. B. Mitch, I want to ask you a question. I don't want to put you on the spot. In all your years playing with the Redskins, was there one particular athlete, one particular football player that did not live up to his God-given talents, the expectations? Was there somebody who did not have the mindset or the discipline or whatever that turned out to be just a total flop? I'd appreciate whatever you could give me, bro.
I don't know if it was a total flop, but I'll say he didn't live up to his expectation. Michael Westbrook, because I had this conversation with Mike when I went to Atlanta. Remember, I went to Atlanta for the deal?
Yep.
And he was like, man, just like, he said, I could have done a lot more, bro, but I just didn't, like, want to lift the weights, didn't want to do certain things. And to hear him say it after the fact and things like this, like, some people got to come to a conclusion that it was their doing, not somebody else's doing. You get what I'm saying? And we had that conversation, and he said that because that dude walked in there at 6'3", 238 pounds, running a 4.38. I'm like, this dude, and had a 37-inch vertical, it's going to be a dude. But didn't have that same, like, dog like Leslie Shepard had. If he had Leslie Shepard in him, we'll be talking about him as the best receiver that ever played for this franchise.
He had the talent.
Yeah.
Quick traffic report. Coming up at 1:40, we're giving away Nats tickets. The 10th caller that calls when we ask has to answer this question correctly. Not now.
Yeah, don't give out the question now.
We will be asking a question, though.
Yeah.
All right, how about that? That's a tease, B.
But I tell you, don't give him stuff until you want him to do it, because this dude had diarrhea of the mouth. As soon as he hear it, it goes straight out of his mouth quickly.
That's good, though. Nats tickets at 140 to the Padres game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Go watch Soto. That's the only reason to go to. we're taking your questions for B-Mitch. Ask B-Mitch anything. Scotty's like good, Rebel man, Friday. I wanted to bring this up because this is hysterical. My guy Stimmy Turner, my guy Stimmy Turner on Twitter, when lost in Doc Walker's interview was when he said, "No more Ashburn All Americans. We want the FedEx freaks."
Yeah.
My guy Stimmy Turner sent me a picture, a GIF of Rick James. Hashtag FedEx freaks.
And freaks, baby.
And I said, hell yes. And I like this for Stimmy Turner. He said, I think that's the name that the cheerleaders should have gone with.
No.
No. You know how much better that is than Command Force?
Oh, Lord.
Listen, it's obviously not going to happen, but it'd be kind of funny.
Oh, Lord. That would have fit if they were the Jugs.
We love the Jugs. Anthony is in D.C. Anthony, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call, JP.
Thanks for calling,
Mitch.
What's happening, brother?
So what I have here is a two-part question. So just stick with me here for a second, guys. So B. Mitch, being a former player, everybody has talent. That's how they make it into the NFL.
Yeah.
But what is it that makes you consistent? I'm going to use Taylor Heineke for an example. Like, some games he come out and he looked like a real NFL quarterback, though. I mean, we won four games against some pretty good defenses on the four-game winning streak last year against some pretty good defenses. And I think he played, like, very well. And then some games he played like he ain't have a clue what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to know, what is that thing that make players inconsistent when they have the talent and prove and show that they could do it? And the second part of my question is, like, from the Hoyas to the Redskins to the basketball team, like, when exactly did this town become losers? Because a lot of people 30 years old and under, 35 years or under, when they think of the Washington, D.C. area, all they think of is losers. When exactly did we become losers? Because, like, when I'm coming up, like, we was always winning, whether it was the Terps, the Hoyas, the Redskins. It was just respect when it came to our sports teams in this area.
All right, the answer to the first question is, a lot of people have to have the belief in themselves. And I think that mental toughness is what allows you not to be worried about the play you just made or the play you made last week and focus on the play you have now. I think that little cornerback mentality of being able to forget something and move forward is why some guys are consistent and some guys are not. And when you are not consistent, you probably are the guy that's sitting there worrying about stuff, which stops you from focusing on the now to get yourself ready for what's coming up later. It's a book called The Present. If you read that, it'll tell you exactly about what I'm talking about. Guys focus too much on the past and the future instead of working on the now to improve upon what you did and make the next thing come along be a lot better. So I think guys, right. And then some guys, like you said, you know, everybody has talent, but sometimes you don't have enough talent to be a consistent player. You know, you on a scale of 1 to 10, you might be that guy with a 5 or a 6. And if you're constantly going against 8, 9s, and 10s, you're not going to have as much success as you want. And then what was the second question again?
When did D.C. become a bunch of losers?
Well, I think when you don't think about the hockey and the baseball team, because he never mentioned any one of those. That's when you start thinking that way.
And the Mystics.
I think, you know, even the Mystics as well. And then the D.C. United and all that stuff, too. And what's the other one? The lacrosse one that won. They won something too. Spirit, didn't it?
Yeah. Spirit.
But I think when we only think about just football and basketball, Washington lost it a while ago. The football team lost it a while ago. The basketball team was never there, you know?
Yeah.
And I just think
I love the Bullets. They're my team my whole life. They've stunk my whole life.
Yeah, but I think that a little more emphasis needs to be put into the teams instead of the front offices always. Front offices and owners, on one occasion, thinking that they know everything. No, learn.
I think DC's sports town reputation suffered as the Commanders have fallen apart.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because when I was a kid,
this is more
people thought DC sports was the best because of the Redskins and because of the Glory.
This is more of a football town than people want to give credit. Like they always say, basketball. No. When the football team is great, everybody smiles around here.
The tide rises and sadly falls with the football.
There you go.
Let's keep the phone lines going. I don't know what the hell this means, but it just says JP Omaha. So here we go. JP Omaha, hello.
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
How you doing, man?
Good.
B. Mitch.
Yo.
You're a former quarterback. You can't have him call audible.
Huh?
He sounded terrible. You can't do that next time.
He was just doing the Peyton Manning, man. Omaha.
Uh-huh. Omaha.
And my man over here last week, while you were on vacation, he was talking about potato chips. I'm pretty sure he went to the higher place because he don't know his math.
Thanks for calling, dude.
What's that about, Jay? The potato chips?
I don't know.
You forgot?
I talk on air for 4 hours a day, man. I say a lot of weird stuff. Hey, we got a question right here. Oh, how about this? Tyler's in Alexandria. What up, Tyler?
What's up, Tyler?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Be Mitch Finley. Good afternoon. Real quick, I was going to ask, I'm taking my 18-month-old who turned 18 today down to the beach. I was wondering how to get the kid down without screaming and crying for 6 hours down to Myrtle and what golf course to play. But I'm going to hit the Omaha. Be Mitch, did you ever get to see Tupac perform live in person or have a chance to meet him?
Wow.
That's what I'm going to ask.
No.
Me either.
Either.
Man. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, but I was the Deuce Staley and I were both huge Tupac fans, and we were the top 10 on, I think it was on BET, and Deuce and I, we did all Tupac.
Rap City from the basement?
I don't know if it was Rap City, but they used to do like the
top 10. T-I-G-E-R.
And we did Tupac, and we did all Tupac songs. That's all we did.
Tupac Tuesday?
He said we just did all Tupac
songs.
Maybe
we should do Tupac Tuesday. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We had a lot of beeping.
John, you sitting down?
Bleeping.
John's actually going to answer me. Good. Are you sitting down? Yeah, I know, dude. That's kind of a rhetorical question, John. Put his headphones on and went to grab the mic. Jera is on the line.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Jera.
What's up, Jera?
Brian Mitchell and JP family. And that was quite a reception on the other end by intern John. I like that kid a lot. Hey, listen, I was trying to get in the last segment. I'm just going to throw this theory out, Brian Mitchell, because I'm not too sure that Jason Wright wasn't defending the brand in his front office. Wasn't it the narrative when they first got Mr. Wentz that they got him because they couldn't get Russell Wilson or some of the other quarterbacks? Was it there? I know I've heard it on 980 and 106.7.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, all right. So now you get Jason Wright sitting there listening, and it's kind of reflective on him that here you got a guy that you struck out twice, and it's more an indictment against him and the personnel department than it was so much against Wentz. Because I'm going to tell you something. To have a guy, I don't think that Jason Wright is presumptuous enough to have to go in there and defend a quarter. If it is, if it's that delicate, your asses are in some serious ass trouble. That's all I can say. I think he was more responsive to the fact that they signed him, and he took that as a personal shot that was all you could get.
But I think this, if it would have been Ron Rivera or Martin Mayhew, Marty Herney saying that.
Another player.
I would totally understand it.
What if another player, what if Andrew Norwell was like, yo, this is BS. This dude's a dog.
Yeah, but based off of what we've heard and we know, supposedly, Jason doesn't handle football operations.
But he's also defending the brand, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't
That's
handle
the one thing.
I think the best thing to defend that brand, and Jerry, we always appreciate your call. Thank you, buddy. The best thing to defend that brand is to let this go away.
The best thing to defend the brand is tell me how many new tickets have been sold, how many new sponsorships are coming in. Show me the improvements that they said happened, and then that's his job.
We're rolling out the new song tomorrow.
Basically, so
you're rolling out the new song tomorrow. Talk about that. Yeah. Talk about the debut of Commanders uniforms. Like, we're going to see Terry McLaurin run on the field in a uniform nobody's ever seen in action. There's so many other things.
Yeah.
And I get wanting to defend your guy. Like, I can wrap my head around that. But I just think you got to see the big picture. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything, though. Question for you, B. This comes from Yiggs on Twitter. Can youth football players develop the heart of a dog, or is that something you're born with?
I think you can develop it in a sense, because a lot of people are kind of hesitant until they see that they're having some level of success in something. But the true ones are naturally born with it. You watch, have you ever seen a little kid, and he may be 2, 3, and the other kids are 4 or 5, and he's playing with them, and that little kid's attacking every damn body, and they worried about him? It's in him. Now, that's a kid you got to find and control him a little bit. But there's another kid who was a little quiet, little, you know, kind of, you know, shy when he was younger, and then all of a sudden he starts playing, has some success, which makes him work even harder. Then he gets to that point. I think that's very possible that you can have it. But if you get to 25, 30 years old, it ain't in you. It ain't coming. Believe me.
Either you got it or you don't. And it's funny, man. I was actually talking with Pete, our buddy Pete Haley, out at Commander's training camp. And we were talking about other – I don't know. I'm not going to tell the story, actually. let's go to Smitty and Laurel.
Now you're starting to remember when I say some things are not for radio.
Smitty, ask me Mitch Anything, dude.
How y'all doing? It's fine, fine. How's my good friend B. Miss doing on this beautiful
Friday? What's up, Smitty? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just swell. Tomorrow's game, I want to get your thoughts as far as what are you looking most forward to in tomorrow's game? See how Wentz is looking, the D, special teams, receivers?
I'm looking at all of it. I just want to see the consistency of how they attack it, and I want to see some intensity and some violence, as Doc said. I want to see, like, when I watched the game, when I watched Tennessee and the Ravens last night, that's the type of football I'm looking for. You know,
oh, it was violent too,
you can tell that those guys been going for it in practice. So I want to see that in and out the huddles, not a lot of mistakes, and ultimately, no injuries.
Always.
No doubt about it. Thank you very much, brother. I'll be calling you again.
All right, brother. Take
Thanks,
care.
Smitty. How about this? This is interesting. Julian is calling from Texas. Julian, what's up, man?
What's up, JP? B. Mitch, how you guys doing on this Friday?
Doing good, man.
Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, man. We're good. Sounds like you're calling from an airplane, Julian. Is there any way to change that?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I just got off of work early, so I wanted to get on this segment with you guys.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. You land the airplane, we'll come back to you, I promise. Shane is in D.C. Shane, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm actually in L.A. Hey, one question I got to ask you. Happy Friday to you guys, by the way.
What's up, brother?
Hey, Brian, the one thing I want to ask you is what are you looking for tomorrow in the special teams and the running back position? I know the running back position I'm very high on. I just want to see what you're looking for. Gibbs, I don't know, he's not going to get a lot of carries, but most importantly, I want to see that return game. Nobody's talking about the return game. That's a big deal. Special teams is wins and lose games, man. Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, I'm looking for the coverage team to see who's going to be getting down the field and trying to make the plays. But really, I'm not looking necessarily at the return game. I'm looking at the returners. Kickoff and punt returners, and want to find out who's sure with the ball, who's consistent, who makes the right decision. And then once the ball in their hand, who's running the ball to say, oh, run me out of bounds, run me out of bounds, run me out of bounds, and who's saying, I'm going to get what I can get, and if I bust through it, I bust through it. I want to find the aggressive return guy who's going to get up the damn football field, because you don't score a touchdown running to the sideline.
Bust your ass. Let's try Julian again. We'll see if he's still on the airplane. Julian, you there?
What's up, Julian?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. You landed the plane. Go ahead, bud.
All right. So I actually got 2 questions. So the first question is, I do painting and stuff like that. So how can I get you guys like a painting for the studio? And the second question is, it's for JP and B. Mitch. So I know in November it's kind of like a long way from now, but, me and the family, we're going to go to the Texans game in Houston. So, I mean, I live like an hour away, like 3.5 hours. So I was wondering, me and the family can buy you guys drinks. you know, so, you know, like, check out the game, you know, have some drinks, chalk it up, things like that.
JB will be there. He'll probably have to do that with you. I'll be in the studio. But stay online. We'll get you
some. Hold on, dude, I'll tell you the address. Can I say the address?
Yeah, you can.
Everybody knows the address. Dude, Julian, we would love some artwork. We work in a prison cell studio, so anything you can do to spruce this thing up,
we had a carpenter there, well, a construction company, want to come in and donate us some work, we'll take that too.
I mean, this place is an actual hellhole. But you can mail us something. What is the address? 1015 Half Street?
1015 Half Street, Southeast Washington, D.C.
Second floor.
0003 Suite 200.
Suite 200, and just say, "B. Mitch and Finley, care of landfill." It'll get here. We appreciate you, man.
Okay, or can I just like DM you guys on Instagram or Twitter or something like that, and just send you guys information through that way as well?
Yeah, that's cool.
Sure, I'll put you on hold. Give it to John. Last one, Tyler in Fredericksburg. Ty, what up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Hey, all right, so B. Mitch, I got kind of a little two-part one.
Gotta go quick,
one
bro.
Is there any chance that you can help on Gibson's ball carrying? Because if he keeps dropping the ball on the ground, he's going to get ran out of D.C. here soon. And then the other one is, in tomorrow's preseason game, which player are you really going to be eyeing the most compared to the rest? See you guys.
All right. Well, I would say I would tell Gibson to go watch Tiki Barber's transformation. And he'll hold on to the ball. And just understand, ball security is job security.
High and tight.
Yeah, high and tight. And then the player I'm watching the most tomorrow, I am definitely watching Carson, the little time that he may be in the game. But then for the most part, I'm going to be looking at the offensive line and the defensive line, because I believe if they're going anywhere, those two units have to be on top of their games. If they're not, it's going to be a hell of a problem.
Thank you for all the calls. Hold on. I'm just going to take this live because I think I know. Is this Bob in Alexandria? Is this Bob in Alexandria?
It's Bob in Alexandria.
How's your? Have you recovered from a week-long bender?
I am fully recovered from the week-long bender, but I have a question for Brian.
Yes.
Last night I saw this hype video that NBC Sports Washington put out with Jordan and you and the boys.
Uh-huh.
How many takes did it take you to get that polish in that ring just right?
Oh, I had cleaned that ring up before I got to the studio. I had it soaking in the jewelry cleaner.
Biagi, here's what you need to know. To get ready for football season, B. Mitch cleaned his Super Bowl ring and his gun. So it's going to be a hell of a year.
Have a good weekend, boys.
Hey, man.
Love you, Biagi.
You know what?
Anybody want to hear from Curtis Samuel? Of course you do. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.